is Jean Carriger, president of Capstone Marketing. I am excited today to be talking with Rhonda Marazzitti, the 2016 Marketer of the Year, an award sponsored by Inside Public Accounting and given out at the 2016 AIM Summit. Rhonda is the Chief Marketing Officer at Withum Smith & Brown, a firm of 750 staff members in six states. She develops and implements strategic plans and campaigns that achieve significant, measurable results and bottom-line impact, leading a team of 15 marketing professionals who execute on these initiatives. In 2013, Rhonda was named one of New Jersey's Best 50 Women in Business. Rhonda, congratulations on being named Marketer of the Year. How does it feel?
Thank you so much. Firstly, it was so unexpected, and I was so flattered. So for the leadership of my firm to nominate me for this award, I was just thrilled. So it's very exciting, very exciting.
Wonderful. Well, it's very well deserved. Now, Rhonda, I know you've been with Withum for over 10 years now. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep, 10 years. I started as marketing coordinator at the bottom of the chain and moved my way up.
So this is a true success story. This is wonderful. So what do you find is the greatest challenge in marketing CPA firms?
Oh, goodness. I'm going to say first and foremost, it's competition, right? Especially here, we're based largely in the Northeast. We also have a Boston, New York City, New Jersey, Philadelphia presence. We also have an Orlando, Florida office. But really, the competition that goes on up here, it's tremendous. And, hey, we all offer the same great client service, innovative solutions. So, you know, you're trying to find what your differentiator is in the marketplace. So that I think everybody struggles with that. And also, it's such an interesting time right now in the world of social media and digital marketing, but at the same time, we still have to do traditional marketing. We have to address all kinds of demographics. It's the millennials and the Gen Zers coming up behind them, but you still have the baby boomers, some of them retiring out. So you have to address the marketing needs and what your audience wants, you know, soup to nuts. You have to do it all.
Right. And you are in a very competitive market being up there in the Northeast because there are a lot of very sizable firms plus the Big Four.
Yep.
So you're in the middle of all of that.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, and really good firms. I mean, these are good firms. And I'm actually friendly with a lot of the CMOs and marketing directors of these firms. So it's I know we all have the same challenges.
Right, absolutely. And it's not, you know, I remember back in the day when I was an internal marketer and we would network together with each other. And I know sometimes the managing partners probably thought, you know, why are you doing that? But you weren't giving away the company secrets and you got to speak with other smart people who understood what you did.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it's such, the collaboration is within our profession marketing professionals in our profession, it's so good. Everybody seems to want to share. I love that part of it. And certainly AIM, you know, having that association together provides a lot of good opportunities for us.
And that's one of the best things about AIM is the sharing and the
yep.
collegiality and, you know, just the
Absolutely.
Community of marketers.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the biggest changes that you've noticed? You've mentioned a little bit about digital, but let's say over the past 5 years, what are the changes that you've seen in accounting marketing?
You know, I'm going to even go back 10 years when I first started.
Okay.
So
Great.
When I first started, I feel like the marketing department was in charge of planning parties and events and creating pretty brochures, right? That was our job. Those days are gone. I mean, now you in accounting marketing, you have to be strategic. You have to have a business development mindset, and you need to be focused in your efforts and develop metrics on everything you do to have return on investment and leverage analytics for metrics. And it's just so much more to it now. It's so different than it was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that what you're able to do at Withum is because of the firm's leadership in enabling you to do your job and giving you the resources that you need to do your job.
That is absolutely Correct. And you need that tone from the top. At Withum, we have a strong marketing culture, and that's our management committee, that's our CEO, that they understand that. They get that. We have to have a strong marketing culture in order to be competitive in the marketplace. So, and it's not just about the marketing team. It's our accounting professionals need to have a marketing mindset, getting out there and developing new business. So our department is here to help develop those tools and those opportunities to help them bring in new business or better enhance their client relationship. So, yeah, mm-hmm. we are instrumental in doing that. That's a
right.
big change since I began at the firm.
Absolutely. What do you think is the best program or initiative that Withum provides the staff in enhancing their marketing skills? You were just saying how important that is in that next generation. What's the best thing that works?
Really, it's our niche development initiative. So, and I think many firms are doing this. That you have to demonstrate industry expertise or practice area expertise, tax audit consulting, or you're an expert in construction or real estate or healthcare, whatever the industry is. So, we developed our initiative. We actually worked with Gail Crosley probably 5 years
mm-hmm.
ago, and she helped us build that structure. And since then, it's such a great initiative in that it helps give our younger staff some direction in their careers. Hey, are you interested in construction? You're interested in healthcare? Come join the meetings, the niche meetings, and we'll give you some direction and some contacts. And it just gives them some guidance on how to build their career and make more connections in the industry and build their client base. So I think that has been the most successful initiative for our staff.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
At the firm, yeah.
Right. And I'm sure, strategically for the firm as a whole, for you to go to market with your niche expertise is
absolutely
an
yeah.
advantage.
I mean,
right.
And we can show, our proposal win rate increasing every year since we did this, 10% every year,
mm-hmm.
where I think we have like a 70% win rate now. And that's
mm-hmm.
pretty phenomenal when at
yes,
first, before doing that, we were probably around 40 to 50%. So.
Right, right. That's wonderful. So you've given us a peek at what's changed over the past 10 years. So looking into the future,
mm-hmm.
what prediction would you make for accounting marketing into the future?
I think competition is still going to be a challenge. I think, there's more regional firms are becoming super regional firms, and super regional firms are going to be even bigger national firms. So, there's always going to be that, and we just have to keep up on all the changes going on. And then speaking of changes, I mean, laws and regulations, we're in an election year, you have to keep up on all that. I mean, there's always those things you have to keep up on. But I think the biggest things that I predict that are going to be huge in accounting marketing, I think we're going to see digital and video and social media becoming more and more sophisticated. And as marketers, we need to leverage these tools to help drive new business. Let's face it, the millennials are the up-and-coming generation that's going to take over the workplace. I think the number is, in 2025, 75% of the workplace will be this millennial generation, and they are all about the mobile phones and the apps
mm-hmm.
and websites and digital and social media and social interaction. So I think all firms really need to embrace it now. We've embraced it for the last 8 years. I think we started Twitter when it first came out in 2009, and we're exploring Snapchat, how to use it for business, and we're on Instagram. So how do you just have to keep leveraging these tools and stay on top of it all. So
right.
I think you're going to see a lot more sophistication in leveraging digital and video and social media.
Right. So if there are firms or marketers out there that are questioning whether they should be into social, you've just gave them the answer about why that's
yeah.
important.
Yeah. You have to. You absolutely have to. It's just that is going to – it's so relevant, and certainly with the generation that's going to be taking over the workplace, you have to be involved with it. And you have to be smart about it. You have to be – and that's the key. You just cannot throw up links and think, hey, I have a social media presence. It is
mm-hmm.
having a voice on social media so you can get that engagement. So that's important.
Right.
And I also think, there's mm-hmm. another prediction for accounting marketing is I think we're going to be. I think we're going to hear more about culture and that the marketing department is there to really help develop the culture. There's going to be such a crunch for talent with the boomers kind of aging out and fewer accounting majors, graduates coming out of the colleges. There's going to be competition to get that talent. So why do they come to the firm? Well, they want to choose a firm that has a great culture. At our firm, the marketing team members are definitely ambassadors of our culture, and we do help with those, creating fun initiatives, the social media pictures and posts and stuff that gets them all engaged. We do our video. Everybody knows about our annual video that
right.
our younger staff
yeah.
love to be a part of. So I think that you're going to have to the corporate social responsibility, right, doing any kind of community outreach efforts. We do $5 jeans days. We have With Them Week of Caring, and the marketing team helps facilitate all of that. So I think you're going to see a lot. I think more firms are going to be coming on board with that. I'm already getting phone calls from other smaller firms saying, hey, what do you guys do? How did you implement that? So marketing will be a part of that recruitment process, keeping the culture alive and keeping the firm attractive to the younger talent.
Right. That is so important. Now, I know over the years you've built your network of other, you know, marketers and accounting marketers. What factors or skills enable marketing people in accounting firms to be successful?
You know, I think first they have a natural inclination or love of business and business growth and wanting to be a part of something, to feel like they are of value to their firm in helping it grow. And when you have that kind of sense, people see that. People know you're passionate about what you do. I think having that passion for what we do, that's really important. And that can be seen by everybody. The leadership sees it. It gets people excited about marketing. So I think that you have to have that passion and that drive and that sense of business to grow. You want your business to grow and you want to be part of that. That's definitely something that's a factor that allows marketers to be successful in their firm and just in the profession in general.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly strong leadership skills, and having the ability to influence others through strong communications. How can you convince them, hey, I think we should make an investment here in this sponsorship because this audience. And you have all the facts. You know, we're
mm-hmm.
marketers. They're accountants. We need to think the way they think. They want all the details. They want dollars and cents associated to it. They want the metrics, the KPIs, just to make sure we're on point and this is why we made this decision. So, you know, having that ability also to influence but be smart about it and making the right decisions and thinking the way the accountants
mm-hmm.
think helps them also be successful. Yeah.
Right, absolutely. Right, to be able to make your case and have the numbers and evidence to
mm-hmm.
back it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just an idea that you think might be fun. You know, this is a,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're making a business pitch.
Correct, yeah,
mm-hmm.
correct.
So which of your personal skills contributes most to your success?
You know, I do have a passion for what I do. I love it. And the fact that I have this great team of marketing professionals who work alongside me and they're just, I couldn't be more proud of them. They're so talented. And I think that I have that personality, that passion that people get excited about. So with that,
I can tell just by the sound of your voice and the way you talk about it.
I really do enjoy my job, and people see that. And I have generally a light personality, and I get along with most everyone. But you know, I also like to take the time to listen, and I get it. People are people, right? Our accountants. They have. Clients, they're very busy already, right? So, but I can feel their pressure that they have to help bring in new business or help with firm growth. So let me listen to them. What's going on? What's going on in their lives? What's going on with their clients? Take the time to listen and then formulate a plan for them. But you just can't be forceful about things. You have to work with people, and
mm-hmm.
I think I do that pretty well, you know. So. As long as I have, again, just trying to get people excited about things, but work with them and not against them,
mm-hmm.
it has helped me succeed here at Witham.
Right. So let me ask you, because you've mentioned before, you know, you're with your firm over 10 years. You started as a marketing coordinator. Was there anything specific in your career growth that moved you from a marketing coordinator to a chief marketing officer? What would you say to other marketing coordinators out there?
You know what? One thing. This may not directly answer this, but this comes to mind. Earlier on in my career, one of my jobs was to help coordinate our firm's partner retreat. So every year, all the partners in the firm get together and they go to a golf resort and they stay over a few nights. And so I would help coordinate the golf and the dinners and stuff. But that gave me the opportunity to get to know all the partners. I made it a point to go get to talk to everybody and got to know them at a personal level, nothing too deep, but you know, at a high personal level, and then got to know what they do at the firm. And I think having built those relationships really helped. That was kind of the one thing that helped me kind of really, in the partner's eyes, they got to know me as a marketer in the firm. So having those relationships helped me gain some respect with the partners, and then we started the niche initiative, and now I had a bigger voice. Now it's not just about the events, now it's the niche initiative, and they totally get it. They got that. They understood that I understood what the strategic direction was of the firm, and when the opportunity came to become marketing director at that time, we had a gap. The marketing director at the time went on maternity leave and then decided not to come back. So my team members around me were like, just throw your hat in the ring. Just do it. just apply for the job. And because I had established such a good relationship with our firm's leadership and the partner group, they were like, yeah, go for it. So that's kind of what, you know, kind of a recommendation I would always give the accounting marketers, never be shy to get to know the partners. Go over there and shake their hand and take them to lunch and take your professionals to lunch and get to know them a little more, because then they just know you as a person and that you're there to help them.
Right. That's a great story and a great example of, you know, using an opportunity to your advantage, but not in a manipulative way, but in a helpful way, both for you and for the firm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So with that said, how can marketers gain more power in their firms or influence, if you will?
Yeah, and like you said, it's really just you have to build that solid relationship with your firm's leadership. You have to demonstrate that you have an understanding for the firm's strategic vision and that you want to be a part of that you can contribute to the success of that. So you do have to work hard. Hey, you have to work hard, have a passion for what you do to gain the respect of the partners and the leadership of your firm and strive to get a seat at the table. I'm excited to be a part of our strategic planning initiative right now. So I'm on a few of the committees and I work with the partners, and you just have to, like I said, you just have to demonstrate that you have a passion for your job. You're here to help drive growth as well and work with them and provide the solutions and provide the opportunities and gain that respect as a key player in the firm, not just the marketing director, but as a key player as a growth driver in the firm.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. What is your best piece of advice for accounting marketers?
I have a couple of things. So I'm a big believer, certainly, in continuous learning, right? You have to read. Mm-hmm. You have to keep up on the news, what's going on, not just accounting today, but, you know, what's going on in the news, in the world news, what's going on all around the world. Read leadership books. I love books like, I read a couple of really good ones like on Zappos, on company books, right? The success stories of Zappos or Starbucks. Oh, you can always glean some really good marketing ideas or leadership ideas from those. So I definitely am a big believer in continuous learning. You know, going to the AIM sessions, speaking with other professionals, that always developing yourself as a professional. And then, like I said earlier, just make lunch dates with your professionals. I get some great ideas of all levels, not just the partners, but staff levels. I hear this staff person over here is an up-and-comer, so, hey, you want to go out for coffee? Let me just hear, what's your thoughts on the firm? What do you like best? What do you hear about your clients? And they love that. They love the opportunity to talk to the marketing people. So never be intimidated or afraid to do that. You should just go do it. And, again, that just puts you in a better position in the firm.
Mm-hmm. So what is your best piece of advice for managing partners?
So I always, my managing partner and I, we joke that he'll always say, oh, you know, there's the marketing minds and then there's the accounting minds, right? It's left brain and right brain. So he gets that, right? And he depends on us, the whole team, to come up with these creative ideas. And sometimes he goes for it and sometimes he doesn't. But, hey, he's, you know, he's the CEO that's dancing in our video. So obviously
right.
he appreciates, you know, the creativity coming out of our department, which is great. So, yeah, just rely on your marketing team. Maybe you don't get it, but and I think you said this earlier, just give them the opportunities and the tools they need to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, you know, your CRM system, make a small investment, some communication tools, some sponsorship. Give them a little freedom, give them a budget, but allow them to do their jobs as creative marketing people. And I think the rewards are just exponential.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I've asked this question many times, and you're not the first to say that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
Allow the marketers to do their jobs, you know.
Right.
You know, listen
right.
to the ideas and also give them the chance and all the stuff mm-hmm. to, you know, implement successful programs for the firm.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah,
I'll
give you
the opportunity.
Yeah, I'll give you a great example.
Wonderful.
Our videos, the whole video thing that Wisdom came up with. This was
yes.
5-6 years ago. The very first time we even thought about it, I have my monthly meetings with our managing partner, and we have our annual state of the firm. It's when the entire firm gets together, and our CEO talks about the profession, the vision for the firm. We give out milestone awards. We give out strength awards. But we open up the event with like a photo collage set to music. Well, this year, one of our partners had sent us a link to NBC Today's show, a video. They were doing a lip dub to the Black Eyed Peas, and he sent that to us, and he said, "Isn't this fun?" Well, my managing partner deleted the email, but I kept the email. So at our meeting, I said, "Did you see this? I think we can do this. I think we can do this little lip dub thing over in our New Brunswick office that has three levels. We can go up and down the staircase and video it, and probably won't take that long. And I think it would be really fun and different to do." And he looked at – I remember him looking at me, and he looks back at the computer at the video, and he looks back at me, and he's like, "Go for it. Just put the right people on it." And that was the start of it. So just him being open to that and being open
right.
to creative, thinking differently, and then look what happened. It like blew the profession away that accounting
Absolutely.
Accountants can be cool, you know?
So, right. Everybody needs yeah. to check out Wisdom on YouTube, right?
Right. So good. So that was just being open to doing something different and creative. And not many people would be willing to do that. Not many managing partners would have said okay. So
right.
kind of cool to have that leadership who appreciates it.
And getting back to what you were talking earlier about culture and mm-hmm. that being even more important going into the future,
yeah.
You know, other firms may be doing videos, but Wisdom, you know, it was groundbreaking with that, I would say,
yeah.
and nobody could take that spot from you.
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah, it's kind of a neat thing.
There.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice feather in our cap for sure that we were known for our videos and but again, you know, it's the tone from the top. He loved the idea to spotlight our culture, and it was something different, and you know, it had to do with YouTube and pushing it out on social. So he was all about it. So that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, we've been talking today with Rhonda Marazzitti of Wisdom Smith & Brown, the 2016 Marketer of the Year. Rhonda, congratulations again.
Oh, thank you, Jean, so much. I really appreciate it.